Stai ascoltando SBS Italian. Scopri altre storie nella tua lingua. Visita sbs.com.au/italian.
Telecomando io, guida ai programmi della SBS TV.
Oggi alle 14.55 su SBS torna Made in Italy con Silvia Colloca. Fra le ricette marchigiane e abruzzesi che impareremo a cucinare questa settimana ci sono i vinci sgrassi, le pesche di Castel Bottaccio e gli involtini con i cetrioli al forno. Questa sera alle 21.35 su SBS il film di spionaggio Kill the Messenger. La pellicola si basa sulla storia vera del giornalista americano Gary Webb.
Gary Webb, San Jose Mercury News.
You believe in conspiracy theories, Gary?
No, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Conspiracies, yes. If I believe it, there's nothing theory about it.
Was the government aware that you were smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States?
Yes, the government knew.
This leads to very sensitive national security matters.
National security and crack cocaine, the same sentence. Does that not sound strange to you?
Venerdì a 10:30 su SBS, un altro film americano. Questa volta si tratta di un classico di Steven Soderbergh, Sex, Lies and Videotape.
A lot of women out there, they'd be glad to have a young, straight male making a pretty good living.
Being happy isn't all that great. I mean, the last time I was really happy, I got so fat.
Leave. My life doesn't revolve around these little get-togethers. I mean, don't flatter yourself.
You know, I look around me in this town and I see John and Cynthia and you, and I feel comparatively healthy.
Sabato alle 21.30 su SBS il film britannico The King's Speech. Il re Giorgio VI d'Inghilterra ha un problema abbastanza grave per un monarca. Non riesce a parlare in pubblico.
My husband has seen everyone.
Insert them into your mouth. Enunciate.
He hasn't seen me. I can cure your husband, but I need total trust. What was your earliest memory?
I'm not here to discuss personal matters.
Well, why are you here then?
Because I bloody well stammer!
Do you know any jokes?
Timing isn't my strong suit.
Your methods are unorthodox and controversial.
Up comes your royal highness.
It's actually quite good fun.
Il film, diretto da Tom Hooper, ha ricevuto diversi premi Oscar ed è interpretato da Colin Firth, Jeffrey Rush e Helena Bonham Carter. Sabato alle 22.25 su Viceland, un altro film americano. Questa volta si tratta di Once Upon a Time in Mexico. La regia è di Robert Rodriguez, lo stile è molto tarantiniano, gli interpreti sono Antonio Banderas, Johnny Depp e Salma Hayek.
They all wanted him dead.
He's wanted by the FBI.
He wanted to disappear.
I didn't think you'd ever come back for this thing.
Neither did I.
But just when they thought he was gone for good,
L has come out of hiding.
He's back for revenge.
There's a price on your head. I'm going to collect.
And I guess I have no choice but to kill you all.
The desperado they call El Mariachi.
If I was you, son, I'd turn around and go back right now.
Has returned.
Domenica alle 19.35 un nuovo episodio del documentario archeologico 8 Days That Made Rome.
Ancient Rome, one of the greatest superpowers in history, whose far-reaching legacy continues to shape our lives.
For close on 1,000 years, the Romans dominated the known world. Theirs was an extraordinary empire that heralded an age of unprecedented prosperity and stability. But they're also ruled through violence and oppression.
Rome's rise to greatness wasn't inevitable. Its epic history was often decided by single critical moments.
In this series, I'm exploring 8 key days that I believe helped to explain Rome's remarkable success.
Lunedì a mezzogiorno su Viceland, un film italiano, l'unico di questa settimana, un film che evidentemente i nostri programmatori amano molto. Si tratta di La solitudine dei numeri primi, trasmesso diverse volte su SBS. Mercoledì alle 6.30 del mattino, in diretta, torna la Champions League. La partita in programma è Bayern-Monaco contro Beşiktaş. Mercoledì esordisce alle 20.35 su SBS una serie prodotta proprio dalla nostra emittente. Si tratta di Muslims Like Us. Le persone di religione musulmana in Australia sono meno del 3% della popolazione totale, ma come sappiamo si trovano sulle prime pagine dei giornali più spesso di altre comunità in questo paese. La serie cerca, fra le altre cose, di capire perché.
There are 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, and as you can see from this group, we're extremely diverse.
We cannot play with ideology, dudes.
I sit there and I hear these people, it's like it's a competition of who's more Muslim than you.
You really want to be behind that and not express yourself and be free.
The hijab is the biggest cliche of Islam.
I don't know if any of you have picked up on this yet, but I'm gay.
It is something discouraged and not welcome.
Islam requires you to critically analyze the teachings and the book.
Suicide bombing is never allowed in Islam.
I could not leave my house without getting abused.
Muslims Like Us starts Wednesday the 21st of February on SBS and on demand.
E per oggi è tutto, buona visione sui nostri canali televisivi e su SBS On Demand.
sbs.com.au/italian